Thank you, Mr. President. The Brazilian delegation congratulates you on your assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. We do appreciate your wide-ranging consultations prior to this meeting. Rest assured of Brazil's cooperation and support. We also thank the Secretariat for its efforts during this challenging period. In 2020, the coordinated effort of the six presidencies of the CD confirmed the value of joint action in multilateral fora. We look forward to replicating this experience next year. The world is going through unprecedented times, coping with a health crisis that has economic and social consequences. We should, therefore, take upon us the responsibility to make progress in the disarmament and security arena. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced the postponement of the 10th Review Conference of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, now scheduled to take place early next year. This meeting of the CD allows me to reiterate some Brazilian positions concerning the NPT and other nuclear weapons-related treaties. Brazil has a long engagement with international initiatives aimed at eliminating nuclear weapons and securing the inalienable rights to the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The Treaties Review Conferences of 2000 and 2010 succeeded in achieving positive outcomes and offering hope that real progress was underway. The scenario that issued in recent years should not prevent us from adopting a bold view during the 10th Review Conference, which should be an opportunity for reaffirming and moving beyond previous commitments. In this context, Brazil believes that the implementation of Article 6 by nuclear weapon states is a sine qua non condition for the future of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Mr. President, implementing nuclear agreements presents the practical challenges of verification. The Brazilian expert to the recent group of governmental experts on nuclear disarmament verification submitted a working paper proposing the establishment of a group of scientific and technical experts, GSTE, on nuclear disarmament verification. The new edition of a GGE on nuclear disarmament verification will also consider the GSTE. The proposals draws inspiration from the group of scientific experts under the CD, under this body, Mr. President, to the technically preparing for negotiations on the CTBT between the years of 1976 and 1996. It is important to recall that that group of scientific experts was active in a time when there was no hope of a breakthrough agreement on banning nuclear testing. Still, its work was fundamental in establishing the foundations for the successful negotiation of the CTBT. That's why we believe that a new group of scientific and technical experts on nuclear disarmament verification should be a positive step towards achieving the goal of nuclear disarmament. A decisive step, however, should be that countries of Annex II do ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, and we call upon them to do so. Mr. President, Brazil actively supported the negotiation of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, the TPNW, which is an ambiguous statement of the intolerable humanitarian consequences of any nuclear weapon use or detonation. The Prohibition Treaty complements and is consistent with the NPT, the CTBT, and treaties establishing nuclear weapons-free zones. And in this sense, it is the ultimate expression of all commitments in the architecture of nuclear disarmament. After it enters into force, the TPNW will provide a crucial normative advance in international law, thereby closing a legal gap relating to the absence of a legally binding instrument explicitly prohibiting nuclear weapons and establishing a framework for their elimination. The other weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical weapons, are banned and subject to elimination processes through international legal instruments. We should put nuclear weapons on the same footing. The entry into force of the TPNW will soon constitute the new gold standard on nuclear disarmament. Finally, Mr. President, I have to state that Brazil has to dissociate itself from the G21 General Statement delivered by the distinguished ambassador of Ethiopia, as my country has problems with the wording of paragraph 3 of that declaration, for Brazil no longer participates in the regional organization which is referred therein. I thank